WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago. 9 o'clock and time for Fred Waring.
Fred Waring to bring out the beauty of the song. Johnson's Wax to bring out the beauty of the home.
Bring out the beauty of the home.
The makers of Johnson's Wax bring you another program to brighten your morning.
Sparkling fountain of love, tingle from your touch.
And here's your host for Johnson's Wax, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. And, of course, I'm Bill Billings. We made it today. This is Fred Waring, and here's a Wednesday welcome from the Pennsylvanians with a tune from the British musical Charlotte's Review, which gave us three immortal elves, Lily, Lawrence, and Limehouse. That's Beatrice Lily, Gertrude Lawrence, and the Limehouse Blues. The orchestra and two pianos are Virginia Morley and Livingston Gerhardt. The authorship of some of our American folk songs, but I guess their origins are pretty completely lost. I suppose we should be thankful that the songs themselves haven't been lost. Stuart Churchill, guitar on his lap, strings in his hand, recalls one of the most charming of these songs. What is it?
Go tell Aunt Rhody.
Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go ahead.
Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody that her old gray goose is dead. The one that she's been a-saving, the one she's been saving, the one she's been saving to make a feather bed. She died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond. Standing on her the goslings are crying, the goslings are crying, the goslings are crying, 'cause their mammy's dead. Go tell that Rody, go tell that Rody, go tell that Rody, that her old gray goose is dead.
That's very nice. Now about what about old Dan Tucker? Kind of like that.
I come to town the other night to hear a noise and see a fight. All the people's are jumping around, said old Dan Tucker's are coming to town. Hey, get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Too late to get this supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Old Dan Tucker come to town, riding the billy goat, leading the hound. The hound dog barks and the billy goat jumps and old Dan Tucker outside in the stump. Hey, get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Too late to get this supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Old Dan Tucker, the fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, run away with a toothache in his heel. Hey, get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Too late to get this supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking.
Yeah, sir. That's good, Churchill, and old Aunt Tucker and Aunt Brody. Old Aunt Brody, that is. You know, I know Stu could go on for a couple hours, probably, with folk songs from the South, West, every part of the country, but let's have one for contrast. This was arranged by Stuart, for Joanne Wheatley and the Glee Club. Don Craig will interpret it. It's called I Wonder As I Wander. It's from the Appalachians. Great arrangement to it, Churchill. Well, Derwood Kirby, the question for today seems to be, where else can you get such beauty for your linoleum?
That's right, Fred. Where else but in Johnson's Glow Coat? Where else can you get such a fine, glossy luster? Where else can you get it so easily? You see, friends, there's a new glow in this self-polishing floor wax made by S.C. Johnson & Son. A glow that brightens up your whole linoleum. A glow that shines far more brightly than before. And you don't have to make it shine. Glow Coat is a self-polisher, remember? It shines as it dries. You do no rubbing, no buffing at all. Apply it to your linoleum and Glow Coat does the rest. When you quickly spread Glow Coat around on your linoleum, you know you're bringing more than beauty to the floor. You're giving it protection. Glow Coat dries to a hard, tough finish that resists dirt and spilled things. And because that finish is so hard, cleaning it is easy. A few strokes of a damp cloth carry away dirt. So try Johnson's Glow Coat. Glow Coat comes in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band. But the self-polishing floor wax in that container brings a new, brighter glow to your linoleum. A beautiful luster that'll make you ask, where else can I get such a beautiful finish? Where else but in Johnson's Glow Coat?
Mm-hmm. You have all the answers, Jared. Let's see. Now, we had several folk songs by unknown writers, but certainly nothing anonymous about this next one. The brand new ballad by Alan Lerner and Kurt Weill. Currently helping to keep the box office busy at the 46th Street Theater where Love Life is playing. The orchestra has been resting for 8 minutes now. Let's have an introduction. Joe Marine sings.
Story. This is Wednesday, you know.
Now, first, Bill, answer me a question. Did you and your boys play the records in the Little Orley album on Christmas Day?
Certainly did, all four stories.
And you qualify, all right. It's okay if you listen to Uncle Lumpy this morning while he tells the story of Orley and the piggy bank. Well, now, once upon a time, Little Orley decided he wanted a bicycle, so he told his pa. Well, sir, the next time his pa went to town, he brought Orley a little package, and he says, "There's your bike, Orley." Orley says, "In that little package?" And his pa says, "Yep, take it up to your room and open it." Well, sir, Orley took it up and unwrapped it real fast, and inside was a little fat pig bank, and it started singing a little song.
Save your pennies day by day. Put a lot of them away. Save your dimes and nickels, too. That's the smartest thing to do.
Well, sir, Orley was disappointed, and he says, "I don't want you. I want a bicycle."
Little Pig, he just gave him a fat old grin, and he started singing again.
If you feed me all the time, fill me up with a nickel or a dime, keep me fat with the coins I like, I will help you get your bike.
Well, sir, Ollie believed him, and he started putting all his money in the little pig. He got 80 cents for helping Ms. Ingram pick tater bugs, and his pa gave him 40 cents for weeding a tomato patch, and he put it all in the little pig, and he kept them mighty fat and happy. And one day he got 60 cents for a hoeing Mrs. Canning's corn patch, and instead of putting it in the little pig, he bought candy and a balloon and a lot of other things. Well, the next day he made 10 cents cutting grass, and he spent that. And the next day and the next day. The little pig was getting mighty hungry, but Orly just couldn't seem to stop spending his money. Finally, one night when Orly came in to go to bed, he heard the little pig singing again.
Orly, please give me my dinner. I keep getting thinner and thinner. Please don't let me get too skinny. Feed me a nickel or a dime or a penny.
Well, Orly went over and looked at him. All the curl was out of his tail, and he looked terrible. And Orly was real ashamed, and he started in finding all the jobs he could. He worked and worked to keep the little pig fat. And then one night he heard the pig singing again.
You've been very good to me. Kept me fat as I could be. Did all the things you were supposed to do. So come get your bike like I promised you.
Well, sir, Ollie ran over to the pig, but he didn't see any bike. Well, you just fooling Mr. Pig, he says. Nope, says the pig. How much does the bike cost? Oh, about $37, says Ollie. All right, says the pig. Open me up, take the money out, and count it. Ollie did, and there was $38 there. And then Ollie went and bought his bike, and he put the extra dollar back in the pig to buy Christmas presents with next year. And then he sang the pig a little song. Oh, thank you, pig, for your help to me. Now I'm happy as I can be. I got my bike and a dollar, too. Saving sure is a thing to do. That's all.
That's my story, Uncle Lumpy. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next Los Angeles.
Looks as if little Ollie be traveling in pretty fast circles now that he has his new bicycle. However, Daisy and the Dandelions go in for a more leisurely type of transportation as they shove off on a slow boat to China.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All through my death, oh. And keep you in mind evermore. Keep all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. Cause I'd love to get you on a slowboat to China, all to myself alone. I'd love to get you in the slowboat to China, with a half a hand of our land, just you and me. To get you on a slow boat going to China.
and you would be mine, all mine.
Now, we turn to a subject which interests just about everybody, and let's talk about the easiest way to beauty.
Fred's talking about the glow coat way to a beautiful kitchen. Because, friends, since S.C. Johnson and Son have put a new glow in glow coat, it gives your kitchen linoleum a luster that, well, that you've just got to call beautiful. It shines so brightly. And it's an easy way to beauty because glow coat is a self-polishing floor wax. Do you do any rubbing? Not a bit of it. Do you do any buffing to give it a gloss? No, ma'am. You just spread glow coat around on your linoleum and let it dry. And as it dries, glow coat starts to sparkle, produces its own glistening finish without any help from you. Protects your linoleum, too. That's the good part. Glow coat forms a tough surface that dirt can't get through. And any dirt that does collect comes off easily. A stroke or two with a damp cloth is all it takes to bring back that amazing glow coat luster. Now, please remember, Johnson's Glow Coat comes in the same familiar yellow container with the bright red band. But the self-polishing floor wax container is different. It's got a new glow. A glow that shines more brightly on your linoleum. Far more brightly than before. So take the easiest way to a more beautiful linoleum. Ask for genuine Johnson's Glow Coat today.
Thank you, Joe. Now I'm going to talk. Stick around. I had to listen to you. You listen to me now. Back in the 19th century, most of the famous pianist composers tried their hands at writing the concert étude. It's kind of a glorified finger scale which could be used for piano practice and which still sounded pretty good. Got me so far?
I'm very interested.
Frédéric Chopin, who was considered shocking and ultra-modern by his contemporaries, had some rather unusual ideas about piano exercising, which apparently helped his études because his turned out to be the most listenable of the lot.
I understand.
Right. Chopin composed 27 of these etudes, and the third, the etude in E major, so appealed to our Roy Ringwald that he added lyrics to the melody, renaming it a hymn to music. We're going to do the hymn to music now. Jane Wilson, pianos of Maureen Gerhardt, orchestra, and glee club.
Through our time, you never could run away.
Thanks, Ed Baring. Thanks again for coming. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. And when you go shopping today, remember to say Johnson's Glow Coat.
Bring out the beauty of the home. Bring out the beauty of the
music. And this is Bill Bivens, reminding you that today's program is brought to you by the makers of Johnson's Wax. The Fred Waring Show is sponsored on Tuesday and Thursday by the American Meat Institute. On Friday, by the producers of Niblet's brand, Whole Kernel Corn.
Try to be with us twice tomorrow morning and evening. See you then. Till the middle of holiday week, so drive carefully.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.